Spellbook and Scandal by Jill Churchill. Read by Susan Erickson. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. On a surprisingly mild day late in February, Jane sat out on her kitchen porch waiting for her next-door neighbor and best friend, Shelley Nowak, to come home. When Shelley's minivan turned into the Nowak's driveway at about 50 miles per hour and screamed to a violent halt, Jane strolled over. "Look what I got in today's mail," Jane said, shoving a brochure through the window of the minivan. "Help me unload the groceries first. I have a car that's full of stuff that needs to go in the freezer," Shelley said, handing the brochure back without looking at it. When the food was stashed away, they sat down at Shelley's kitchen table with the brochure. "A mystery conference right here in town? Cool! Are you going?" "I want to," Jane said. "The book I'm writing isn't exactly a mystery, but I think all good novels are mysteries. At least, they need the elements of secrets that need to be unraveled, even if there isn't a crime. Will she give the guy a second chance to straighten up his act, or won't she? Is there a chance he'll be named in his rich grandfather's will? Will the child recover?" "I never thought about it that way." "You're right," Shelley agreed. "And the conference is at that fabulous hotel, near that new mall we've never been to." "I wasn't planning to stay at the hotel," Jane said. "What's the point when it's so close to home?"
"There are two points, Jane. For one thing, you learn more from people if you're staying at the hotel at conferences. Other attendees usually have drinks at the bar at night, and that's when they reveal a lot more inside poop to friends and eavesdroppers. The other point," Shelley went on,